Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the voice of the times for Sunday, May 5, 2024. For today's editorial. Outdated and outmoded ideas. Jeepney groups once again went on strike last week to press their campaign to junk the government's Public Utility Vehicle Modernization Program, PUVMP. As they did in the past, the groups claimed they were successful at paralyzing public transport in Metro Manila, while government agencies reported that the exact opposite was true. The truth was probably somewhere in between. But like their rundown and aging vehicles, the tactics of the groups Pagkakaisa ng Mga Samahan ng T-Super at Operator Nationwide, Piston, and Samahang Manabela Mananakay at Nagkaisong Terminaling Transportasyon, Manabela, are outdated and ineffective, and do nothing but inconvenience the public they are supposed to serve and make the government expend time and resources to deal with any disruption that may occur. In the meantime, in calling for the government to suspend the program while it is being reviewed, politicians are really just kicking the can down the road, hoping that someone else would take care of the political hot potato later on. But that can began its journey in 2017, when the administration of then-President Rodrigo Duterte introduced the PUVMP to replace old, dirty, diesel-guzzling jeepneys with safer, more fuel-efficient and more comfortable vehicles that do not pollute the environment. When the striking drivers complain about the rush to implement the program, they are really talking about the 7 years it took for two successive administrations to get to this point, where 80% of all jeepney units nationwide and more than half of those in Metro Manila have consolidated into cooperatives or companies in preparation for buying and operating the subsidized modern jeepneys. In all this time, the holdouts against the PUVMP have gone on strike each time a government deadline under the program approaches. In each instance, they have been aided by sympathetic lawmakers and politicians hitching a ride on the pro-poor wagon, urging the government to put the program on hold while they consult with the striking jeepney drivers and operators and other stakeholders. Now, they have been joined by business and trade union groups under the umbrella of the Leaders Forum, which includes the Employers Confederation of Philippines and the Philippine Chamber of Commerce, the Philippine Exporters Confederation Incorporated, and Trade Unions Federation of Free Workers and the Trade Union Congress of the Philippines. Strange bedfellows, indeed. Strangely, too, the business groups have begun using words like just transition for the jeepney operators and drivers, a term they would surely not use when it comes to negotiating with their workers who seek higher wages. Yet, in trying to burnish their pro-poor credentials, these business groups ignore the fact that the striking jeepney drivers and operators have remained poor after all these years by doing precisely what they have been doing, and that the government has a responsibility to regulate mass public transport to make it cleaner, safer and more comfortable for the commuting public. In taking the side of recalcitrant jeepney drivers and owners, they ignore the fact that 80% of jeepney drivers and operators nationwide have already organized themselves into cooperatives or companies in preparation for modernizing their fleet under the PUB. If these drivers and operators were able to follow the consolidation schedule, why should the holdouts be given special treatment? Why disadvantage the majority who have already complied with the modernization program? Critics of the modernization program say it provides a window of opportunity for the corporate takeover of small-capacity public transportation in the Philippines, as if this were necessarily undesirable when economies of scale are very often an advantageous way of organizing operations. We subscribe to the concept that no one should be left behind in economic or industrial changes, but these striking jeepney drivers have had years to adapt to the coming change but chose not to. In business, a combination of market conditions and technological innovations can quickly render certain jobs and occupations obsolete. Smart workers can adjust by learning new skills and finding new and better ways to make a living. Their first instinct is not to go on strike or go to court, in the belief that society owes them a living and that it is their right to keep doing their old jobs, even though they are no longer needed.
Our longest trusted English newspaper. since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.